Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Show me love, but f*** me like the enemy. Ha, by far, baby, listen close. Yacht, man, we don't do the fishing boats. Steak and lobster, I'm trying to surf. Turk and cake, I was on the first. Mr. Flower, 24 carat, neck full of golden. Gray ass, black shades rolling. Beating in the European car like a stoller. Most boys made it to the top like we told them. My new King Drag told me, motherfucker, they feeling. Get these millions.
Double shot to the Hennessy. We gon' kill this old bottle. After this, you gon' remember me. Just not a case of the big guy was, hey, you calling over and over time, I line up. You soft with it, she just wanted wild rough. Boss with it, took nothing, got her riled up. In the zone, ignoring everything around us.
Ooh, baby, you sexy folk, you that bad.
Tennessee.
Bottles and shots and we twist. I'm that thug you wanna be with and live an infamous life. Pull up and get lit. Stay away from that basic zone. That's not us. We came here to party. They came to watch us. And damn, I feel no remorse for your ex. Better take it easy before I crack him in the head with the
Tennessee. How the hell did you get here? Was you sent for me? Manhattan fly, Brooklyn bad. Main state. I had some old treat, girl. The trick on ya. But this money ain't impressive, huh?
Well,
I'm a fly go from around the way. SI till I die and I stay afraid. Make money for my fam. Fans are the enemies. And I'm smoother than a shot. Tennessee. If I hit it, then you go. Remember me. And me. You ain't too cool to pass by. Saying, baby, let's ride. Fucking with the right guy, and I know you feeling me.
Feeling me.
Yes, you feeling me. Hey. What the hell did you come for? Was it meant for us? Lock guys in this party, baby girl. Or maybe rush the crush. A young from the slums of the city, fresh but not the flow, so gritty. Run Mr. Mac Billy, you're looking like I put that on my mama. All my people, say it with me. I'm a fly. From around the way, SI till I die and I say it brave. Make money for my fam, fans are the enemies. And I'm smoother than a shot. Tennessee. And if I hit it, then you go. Remember me. And me, you ain't too cool to pass by. But you saying, baby, let's ride. Get with the right guy, and I know you feeling me. Yes, you feeling me. Hey. Now once we choose to, we're gone. Ain't nothing to talk about. You really got me open, girl. Tryna see if you can work it out. All I ask of you, never change. Cause you fly, you find a dime. And I'm about to make you say my name.
And I'm Tennessee.
And if I hit it, then you go. Remember me. And you ain't too cool.
July 18th to the 20th is No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes, and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
Yep, we're back, 905 here on the East Coast, 605 on the West Coast. What it do, everybody? Start to a new week, Monday, up in here, a June 16th. A time waits for no one, one more day, and it's summertime. Yo, it's about to pop off, a July 18th through the 20th, South Beach. Hey, log on to nosleepsouthbeach.com. You heard them. Hey, if you tell them you heard it here on TM Muhammad Radio Live, you can get a $25 discount for 5 to 6 jump offs. You know, that whole Cash Money crew, Trina, a whole lot more. And of course, this crew, again, that dude TM, that boy from the DMV, Save James, hashtag Save James. Hey, hit him up on Twitter. What up, dude?
Please hit me up on Twitter. Somebody out there. What up, man? You know?
What's good?
Same old, man. Good? You know, ain't nothing to it, man. Ain't nothing to it. Just, I like to send a rest in peace shout out to the Miami Heat season. As of last night, it came to a brutal, bloody ending.
Crushing. A devastating.
I'm talking about.
Let me tell you something. I felt it. And I'm such a hater. Look, self-proclaimed. I'm such a hater, I didn't even watch it because I didn't even want to deal with I just felt it. Didn't even watch it.
Yo, I tell you what happened. They got that ass beat, all right?
I heard. That's I need to double my base now. Listen.
Oh,
listen,
I'm just saying, just in case you missed it,
listen,
I want to make sure you're up to date.
Trust me, I understand that they lost. It's, you know, I
understand. Nah, they didn't lose. They got beat.
Hey,
is it different?
Hey.
Is it different? They got beat. All right, let's call the spade a spade. Call it what it is.
817-889-3926. For, you know, for anybody who got love for the Heat tonight, because
save
I don't want to hear it.
Save it. If you got love for them, save it. Wait till October, November for that talk.
Out. We're about to hear this all hour.
Not the whole hour. I'll give you most of it, though. You can hear most of it, though.
Right. Hey. Nice job to the Spurs. I ain't really, you know, 100% hater. About 85%.
Son, you got to get
so
hat to
so nice
though,
job.
B.
Nice job to the Spurs because they earned that. Even though, you know, Heat didn't even seem like they wanted to be out there. But
they
even
showed up the last three games, yo.
Yo, it's embarrassing, pretty embarrassing. Hey, tonight we're talking about the crossfire that our country has found itself in, out in Iraq. Hey, we are about to send about 275 soldiers back that way. Understand, we just pulled out thousands, and now we're headed back. Hey, tonight's topic, crossfire. How far will the U.S. go? For Iraq as it relates to this situation. Now, understand, if you track this thing back, there's been serious issues between Iran and the U.S. If you just Google Iran-Contra scandal, Iran-Contra affair, just Iran, it's very interesting that all of the happenings, the relationship between the United States and Iran. If you pay attention, which should send red flags or maybe white flags, like some SOSs. The idea that the U.S. and Iran will work together to help combat militants in Iraq, which have pretty much taken over the country, it's an interesting concept. Google Iran and read up. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about this. Tonight's topic, crossfire. How far will the U.S. go for Iraq? Save James TM. We'll be right back.
3926 the number to dial. 9:14 now here in the DMV area where I plant my flag as of now. And it is TM Hyman Radio. It's the team. It's the dynamic duo for right now. Got Mr. TM Hyman over there. And your boy Save James. You know, I'm chilling, B. No the usual. We're waiting for the rest of our counterparts to show up, but, you know, we're going to make it crack regardless.
We're going to make it crack regardless.
That's how we do. You know what I mean?
Hey, Crossfire, how far will the U.S. go for Iraq? Dude, I mean, after spending billions of dollars in Iraq and bringing home thousands of troops, look like our soldiers are headed back at least 217. I mean, but major options, you know, still being weighed out. But it looked like the U.S. it could be cooperating with Iran to help with the situation out in Iraq. Is this our issue? Because clearly, it's already going down based on what I understand right now. I mean, you got missiles already flying back and forth out there in Iraq supported by the U.S.
Dude, has it ever been our issue half the time when we get ourselves involved? I mean, seriously, you know, that's just how I look at it.
No,
you
know, no, to answer your question, often no.
That's what I'm saying. Half the time, I'll say about 75% of the time or more, and I'm being generous with that number, when we get our nose involved in the stuff, it ain't nothing has to do with us at this point. I'm saying us as the entity of the United States. It has nothing to do with us 9 times out of 10. But it's just that, I guess, you know, with this country being one of the major powerhouses, one of the major places, if not the powerhouse of, you know, of the world, for the most part, for lack of a better term, you know, I guess they feel it, they take it amongst themselves to say, oh, well, nah, it shouldn't be done like that. This is how you should do it. And if you're not willing to listen to how we say to do it, then here, how about we bring these F-22 bombers and all the stuff like that over there and lay in and level your whole country, and then will you listen? You know what I'm saying? That always seems to be the approach. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Like, as I got older and started understanding the different nuances and the different the stigma behind getting involved in the wars, you know, it kind of gives me mixed reviews on it and everything. I understand what they're saying on one hand, but at the other hand, it's like, yo, why don't y'all mind your business sometimes? You know what I'm saying? Just let people, like, you know, hash it out. We had a civil war back here, you know, a couple hundred years ago and everything before, like, travel was that open to the world like that. But still, anytime someone else has a civil war nowadays, like, we got to get involved with it. It's like, nah, y'all need to chill. And it's like, you know what I'm saying?
I saw something recently that I mean, it's just how my mind works, right? And last week I made a reference on a previous show about some of the happenings that's taken place and how some of this stuff has been written. So I'm not going there, but I'll say this. If anyone has recently seen the movie John Ryan, there's a part in the movie where they talk about the future and the possible of the next war. And how certain decisions made by certain people way above us, if any of them ever were to make, you know, a specific decision, how it could impact us, how it could pretty much create famine in the entire country. I don't think we think about enough our economy and where we are right now, where we've been. And although media tries to paint a picture, we are still in a recession. You should understand that. We're still in the recession. It may not feel like it, but we are.
It feels like it.
Out of the blue, here we are again. Our defense budget is now at stake, probably to go over budget because we didn't budget to go back to Iraq. So the taxpayers of the United States has to pretty much foot that bill. Look at the student loan situation and the laws recently that has taken our student loan debt from 79% to 517%. Those are real numbers. Understand what's going on in Washington on your behalf. Let me bring this back to the crossfire of the United States. The United States often – again, gets involved in situations because we're policing the world for some reason.
Basically.
With the credit score that we have as a country, we really should try to clean up our own house before we try to go, you know, telling people how to run their houses across the world. This doesn't make sense to me. But that's just how my mind works. Could the U.S. work with Iran to you know, help the situation in Iraq, the same situation that we should have already resolved in Iraq? I don't know. We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. Real talk, real people, real times. Save James TM. We are TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know no one that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me, believe me, I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they gonna see because they are. Believe me, yeah. Real, real, real. Being me and Young Tune off the rip, that's the man that put me in the end. If a nigga f*** with him, I put him down quick. Got a verse for anybody who won't talk about the clip. I've been taking light, you don't wanna hear me trip. God, do y'all really know who y'all f***ing with? Yeah, I mean you can't blame me for wondering. Doesn't matter, could be winter or the summer. On the road, I do One Direction numbers, I don't f***ing miss. Yeah, Stunner and Magno. When Wayne was gone for 8 months, we put this thing up on our back. And I was snapping off on every single track, though. Collect card from the vault, like where we at, though. I was like, huh, it's our time, nigga. He left Rikers in the Phantom, that's my nigga. And I be rocking with the team to call the nine. And we YNC and be waiting on somebody to try, nigga. Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a no one that could cover for me. Yeah. Got some game from my day, so she might say she love me, she don't love me like she said she love me. Believe me, believe me, I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me. Lord knows I'm hurt one of these. Like a lawyer, nigga, find out where you stay and act like we find some oil. Got out of duct tape, so when he praying, I ignore the nigga. All I gotta say is I ignore it. Drop dead gorgeous with the bitch ain't dying for it. Nigga, where the real queens at? Shout out Capone and Noriega. We could shoot it out and see who lived to tell the story. Little the diamonds in my rolling face. Cannot be exfoliated. Then they come associated. I'm the one that orchestrated. Yeah, yo, get a ass with. Whip like hard, like horses racing. Ain't about what you walk away from. It's about what you walk away with. I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know no one that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she said she love me. Believe me, believe me, I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me.
Something, gotta believe.
989-3926, the number to dial, TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back. It is 9:26. We'll say 6:26 out there near San Antonio. Are they a three-hour difference, two-hour difference? Whatever. Out there in San Antonio where they're hoisting the trophy tonight. And Taylor Rock. That was Taylor Rock. That was a young man who was fatally gunned down by the police officers out there in Kansas. Folks we were talking to last week and everything, man. You know, that song was called We All Try, and I think that was dedicated to the Miami Heat. So good timing on that song. We All Try.
Cool, get out of here.
We All Try.
Justice for Taylor. Hashtag
Word.
Get you.
Word, son. So, yeah, anyway, jumping back onto this topic, man, with this crossfire thing, man, with this Iraq beef and the U.S. being the bullies that we are, jumping in and trying to make the, I guess, even the score for whatever reason that may be.
I mean, you know what, dude, as I think about it, say, I mean, it's not, I don't think we're just butting in. I think it's for the welfare of us all. Because when you think about Iran, when you think about that region, nuclear warheads and nuclear weapons are real. And so
– And they're not scared. And they're not scared.
I get it.
That's the thing.
I get it.
They're not scared.
I get why we're involved. For people who are like, oh, they're just so ignorant, they don't understand foreign affairs. No, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Nuclear weapons is what could take off, I mean, just turn the entire earth into a different structure.
Into a toaster.
The entire earth. The entire planet. Not just New York.
Right.
Not just the country, but the entire planet.
But that goes back to what I initially had said. You know, I prefaced my statements with that. In the opening soliloquy that was given. You know, when you asked my position on it, when I was saying how not to say that I don't understand, you know, some points of why they would, you know, actually inject themselves into the situation. I get,
right.
Like you were saying, I get why what the reasons are. But I'm just saying, like, you know, like I said, we also know that there may be ulterior motive behind a few of these things also. So I'm not saying that that's mainly the case, but like I said, I understand. But this country is sometimes could be a lot, not sometimes, but more times than others, operates on a lot of propaganda. You know, a lot of half truths. You know, kind of.
Well, I think your statement,
you know,
in reference to the investment. We do have something invested. We do have something to lose as it relates to Iraq. We've invested as a country billions of dollars. And so that's the U.S.'s investment down the drain if that country is taken over by militants.
True. Okay. I get you. And that's what I'm saying. Like, and that's what I'm always agreeing with. You know, in the prequel to you know, the final statement that I make. You know, I said I'm not always going to stand in opposition again.
No, I got no. You know what I'm saying? You're speaking. You're actually prompting thought on my end as I'm actually listening to you. Now I think I'm being rude as hell, and I'm probably cutting you off. But no, I'm not. I'm not. You know, pushing back on anything you're saying. You're really, you know, sparking thought. As far as my initial statement, you know, about I just don't understand why we just don't mind our business. But I mean, that's the financial aspect of it, speaching, you know. But, I mean,
and that's
from a bigger perspective.
But that speaks volumes more than a lot of other things, though, because you got to remember, wars create, quote-unquote, surges in the economy. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? It takes money to pay for wars. And so when wars are in place, that's when you start seeing certain spikes in the economy because certain, like, more jobs and more taxes have to be created in order to provide the actual financial backing to hold to prolong this war or to finance the war. You know what I'm saying? So it's like these things cost money, and it creates money in the economy also, you know, however the relationship, you know, comes into play. There is a relationship there with it. So, and that's a very obvious truth that goes back to the, you know, the beginning of this whole thing, you know, beginning of any kind of war that's going on with this country. It generates income in our society for whatever reason. So that's, you know, part of the reasons why, you know, a lot of these wars are, you know, we involve ourselves in. You know, I don't know if it's a plight or some kind of decoy, a distraction for other things that's going on. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But that, you know, like I said, there's a lot of misdirection that comes along with the political side and with the, I guess, just with the you know, just the governing side of this country with the government. There's a lot of diversion that comes along with it. You know, and I'm not afraid to say it. Definitely not afraid to say it.
Well, I think anyone, you know, inside at this point, even outside of the U.S., you know, because we, you know, we share so much information and things are available, you know, via the internet to other countries from the U.S. out, but not necessarily from other countries in, unless they're using U.S.-based resources for the most part, outside of China. You know, who's running things because they are caught up technologically. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not in tune with what's going on outside of the U.S., I admonish you to please Google places like North Korea. Please Google places, you know, like Iran. Please Google places like Afghanistan. Google places like, you know, New England, London, I mean, the UK. It's a lot going on. South America. Come on. Knowledge is power.
Educate yourself, people. Yeah, we can't keep our head in this. We can't play the ostrich game, keep your head in the sand too much longer. You know what I mean? You gotta come out and smell the roses, man. Wake up and smell the coffee. For real.
Crossfire. How far will the U.S. go for Iraq? That's the topic tonight. You know, we had our finance topic scheduled coming live from Delaware, but Toya's unable to actually join us tonight. So Save James going to pick up with some adult talk. Here's Justin Timberlake, Take Back the Night.
Trying to save it for later. Stay out here living the life. Yeah, nobody cares who we are tomorrow. Come on now. Got the not too many. No one but you in crowded rooms, we can do anything. Protected hands can drive you crazy. And the way you move when you go crazy, that's incentive for me.
Wanna do something right?
Yeah,
but we could do something better. There ain't no time like tonight. And we ain't tryna save up the maiden. Stay out here living the life. Nobody cares who we are tomorrow. And you got that little summer light. Little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight, tonight, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray. Astray, yeah. Your love's a weapon. Give your body some direction. That's my aim. Then we could
tonight.
Come on, use me up until there's nothing left.
Tonight.
Dizzy, spinning, sweating, you can't catch your breath.
One of the geniuses of hip-hop, KRS-One, called Outta Here. I tip my hat to San Antonio for getting the Miami Heat Outta Here. Yes, I have a little more to say about it, only because I'm a Bulls fan, and I'm a true Bulls fan. I may be from New York, but at the same time, I jumped on the Bulls before everybody saw them winning. I was a Bulls fan back in 86, 87, 88, back when Mike's first shoe came out. He was dropping 63 on Boston. Okay? I got an eye for a winner. Don't blame me. All right? This dude, LeBron, is good. He's no Jordan. Stop the comparison, please. All right? 6 for 6 for 6. That's all I got to say. Numbers he'll never match because he only lost 3 finals. When Mike goes to the chip, he brings it back home. Okay? All of this year, I had to see these guys wash up the Eastern Conference. All of these playoffs, I had to see these guys get called the Eastern Conference because they were terrible. They won, they got into the finals by default. Okay?
Whoa, I'm not done.
Okay, because I listened to Dan Le Batard. And I know you had listened to Dan Levitard up there because he's out there. No, there's still left. There's legs in the song, man. Okay? I know this song is longer than that. I listened to Dan Levitard. He goes hamburger whenever the Heat expose or dispose of somebody out of the playoffs in dramatic fashion. So, Dan, I doubt you're listening, but if anybody knows him or is on his Twitter account, let him know he needs to listen to this rant. It is no sleep in South Beach right now. Because they can't sleep right now. It is no sleep in South Beach weekend early. You get a prelude to what how it's really going to feel out there. No sleep out there.
SouthBeach.com, baby. Log on.
NoSleepSouthBeach.com. I'm throwing a plug in there for you guys, man. I'm trying to turn it up out there. Word is bond. And it's, you know, they got my man Jesus Shuttleworth out there looking old, man. How that man aged like that over 1 year? He was just hitting game winners. Everybody had shirts that said hashtag Jesus Saves Game 6 last year. Where they at, man? Come on, man. And then y'all get salty. Then, whoa. See, and then that's what we got to do right here. The saltiness. Y'all salty now because niggas is talking. Don't get salty because we talking now.
Listen.
Y'all been talking all year. I haven't said much because I know my Bulls didn't have much to do with this year. I haven't said much. But now, yeah, I got the platform. But we can all talk about it. All of us. No, I'm not a bandwagon or Spurs fan. I just don't like how teams are constructed instead of built nowadays. That's not what is, man. That's not the pedigree of champions. It's not the pedigree of champions, man. That's all I got to say. Dan Levitar, get at me, son. On that note, okay. Anyway, about a week ago, I had gave the ladies some do's and don'ts for the summertime. Fellas, it's your turn. Rule number one, if you're going to wear some uptowns, well, that's what we call them in New York. Okay, yeah, bring me in properly. Let me take a sip of this wine over here while this music is playing so I can get my feel right.
Yo, y'all giving him way too much play after he just talked real bad about the Heat. Get out of here. Break
down. Nah, son. It's necessary. Somebody got to save him.
Don't just turn it behind you. Yeah, I'm feeling real disrespected right now. Bobby Blueplan is not in the building. Bobby Blueplan is not in the building.
Somebody got to tell you, son. That's right, and I'm sipping this wine straight out the bottle, too. To get a cup, son.
I'll pass. No celebration
anyway,
with you. I pass.
Word is, it don't matter. We want to celebrate together. But anyway, I'm going to give some do's and don'ts for the fellas when it comes to summertime madness. Okay? Number one, if your basketball jersey, if you starts to get tight enough to look like a wife beater, A, it's time to get in the gym. B, it's too damn small.
Yo, throw it out.
Okay?
Pass it down.
Throw it out, son. Give it to your little brother, little cousin, or something. If the stitching is still in there solid and still got some color and didn't fade, hand it off somebody, man. Come on, man. You're too big for that damn jersey.
The young jersey is not cool.
It's not popping, son. Not popping at all. Number two, you're not Rick Ross, so hips and stomach, it's not a sight to look at, okay, as a man. All right? I don't even like looking at Rick. I didn't like looking at Biggie in that warning video with that nonsense. I don't like looking at Rick Ross, but they got money. Yeah, but they got money so they can get away with it. Okay, if you're not either one of those two, and I know you're not definitely one of them because they're not here with us anymore, tits on a man and stomachs don't match. All right? Stop it already. Stop it. And finally.
Save. Give him your workout fitness.
Son, check my video, B. Check my video on YouTube, man. Say, James, I got a 2-minute video and I got a 40-second video, man. If you want the abridged version, all right? Check my video out, man, if y'all need some exercise on how to get that stomach down, how to get that core tight, how to get those abs popping.
Tell them where to get it from.
You can get it from on YouTube. Look up Save James, S-A-V-E James. Or you can holler at me directly with the email, save.james@gmail. Or you can get me on Twitter. Somebody please follow me on Twitter. I'm struggling over here, y'all. Please follow me. I promise you I have some good stuff to say. But, you know, I got ways of getting it to you, man. Got ways of getting it done, man. So just, you know, get at me, all right? And finally, fellas, and I'm telling this to myself because I'm about overdue for a pair. If you're going to wear some Uptowns, we call them Uptowns, or we used to call them Uptowns back in New York, but then they, you know, you affectionately know them as Air Force Ones, the low-top versions or whatever, the crispy white ones, they call them Crispies nowadays, okay? Make sure that they're new. It's that season. You can't have all of the wrinkles in the toes and the, you know, have the sole that's yellow from you trying to clean it with bleach and a toothbrush for the past 8 months. We don't see that yellow sole popping, son. If it's not the gum sole that they don't make no more.
The sole that's yellow?
Yo, if you keep bleaching, if you keep cleaning it with bleach for too long, that sole is going to turn yellow. I promise you. Because it happened to me before. Thought I was doing something. Oh, yeah, it's done. Forget about it. I mean, that's a tell-all sign that those joints is old. All right? And I'm not, you know, and okay, I understand. I understand shit is real out here. Times are hard. And not to mention the fact that, it's while we're on the topic, not to mention the fact, when I was coming up, Air Force Ones, the Uptowns were only costing, what, $49.99. Them joints is $89.99 now, son.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because they're in demand.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, though, homie, these joints have been a staple in society and in wardrobes from, what, 81, 82 when they first really dropped?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, we're gonna pause for the calls. Come right back. It's 949, 649 out there in Los Angeles, California. Hey, big up to Chris Breezy. Hey, he just put the mansion up for sale. He just put the condo up for sale. I think the mansion is up for sale for like $1.7 million. I think the condo was up for sale for like $1.6 million. He separated himself from all the bad influences. He's trying to really stay on that clean and sober road, and he's looking like a different dude. He looked like he just spent time in jail. He ain't even cut the beard. He ain't edged his face up yet.
Hey,
keep
right
your
now,
head
babe.
Up. Keep your head up, Chris Brown. Hey, we'll be right back.
Come on, let's toast to champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it took to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong and it's a bright and city light. My whole team winning. No vision of quit. I'd rather say I did than let them busters say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it.
Came from the bottom, no one said it would be fair. Now I'm on this money, lounging like it's a beach chair. Papa don't preach, all we do is just reach here. Raise round, we just happy to be here. Spot them, got them, let your soul pay your dues. While my doing magic, voodoo, Moulin Rouge. That's a tactic that they use. I'm high, then suck them dry. Before you know it, her Q7 is buzzing by. The queen pin to the kingpin redeems him. The boat comes, the drums, my team wins. Yeah, this the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet
come
serenade.
Come on, let's toast to champagne. This one's for the life. Get everything it took to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong and it's a bright and city light. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let them busters say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it.
Supreme ballers, all my got SBs, triple doubles, both wrist and neck freeze. Triple doubles, two and tech squeeze. Triple doubles, two and check please. Woo! They love me on my Ric Flair. Woo! In that Phantom like I'm Blair Witch. Woo! Who are you to be compared with? Woo! Ain't no that you bled with. Caught cases, ran base and rolled aces. Licked shots or left bodies with no traces. Yeah, this the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet
come on,
serenade.
Come on, let's pop the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it does to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight until the light. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it.
Look, my Ouija board don't ever lie to me. The best rapper living, I know who's alive to me. Yeah, the competition's all but died to me. Rah! I make these f***ers hide from me. This Sergio Tashini like we uphold. You just posing for them pics so you can upload. Yeah, this the life that we made. In the dark like a sweet
come on,
serenade.
Let's pop the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it does to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight until the light. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it.
July 18th to the 20th is No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
You're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Your hip-hop informer, that is T.M. Hyman, 654 out in Seattle, Washington, 954 New York City. Tonight's topic, crossfire. How far will the U.S. go for Iraq? Looks like we are headed to working with Iran to try to bring some peace in Iraq. What's going on? Just in case you've missed it. The country has pretty much been taken over by militants to the point to where it's pretty much out of control out there in Iraq. If that continues to progress, clearly all of the money that the United States has invested in Iraq would really just go where the taxpayers of the United States is holding the bag, because that's taxpayers' dollars that has really gone to bring down and rebuild Iraq, only to be taken over by militants and militia. The United States is really have already begun to send troops over there. I think there's an executive order or plans definitely in play right now. Know what's going on in your country. Know what's going on with the money that you invest in this country, because the United States of American citizens, of America's citizens, taxpayers, we make all of this happen. Know what's taking place in your country with your dollars. Hey, James, just a few minutes left in the show. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. We're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m.
All right. And folks out there, do your history. Do your research, man. This ain't the first time the USA worked with Iran. Check out, like T.M. Hyman said earlier in the show, the Iran-Contra scandal that took place in the early 80s, and see what that sprawled out into being, how that played out into the events that took place in this country. But outside of that note, I want to give a shout-out to my cousin Gene, Dudley Gene Gotti. He's about to tie the knot out there in St. Martin the next couple days. I'm going to give him another shout-out on the next show.
I apologize I couldn't be out there for you, brother, man, but the passport thing got kind of jammed me up. Yeah, man, go do the damn thing
grown
for
man.
Me,
that's
man,
grown
you know
man
what I mean?
Stuff.
Word,
yes,
man. Go do the damn thing, man. And, you know, send me some pictures, man. Make me jealous that I wasn't out there, B, for real, in a good way.
Congrats.
Bring me back some White Hennessy, too. Please, I got to call my sister, tell her to bring me back a bottle or two also. Yeah. Anyway.
No,
yeah, man, so that is the top shelf of everything I've ever had in my life. But yeah, man, so we try to make this Snow Sleep South Beach thing happen, man. I'm going to use that ticket that I have for St. Martin, and I'm going to transfer it over to go to Miami, man, for you guys, man. So, see, I'm working hard to try to get out
for
there.
You
see,
guys.
Man.
For you
yeah,
guys.
Man. Yeah, man, this
like
is all
you're
you.
Not
I gotta,
for you guys.
I gotta blame you. If my old lady listen to this broadcast, man. I gotta blame somebody. Okay.
Okay. No, you're not gonna blame me. We gonna blame Sleep. We gonna blame Sleep.
Into the 20th is NoSleepSouthBeach.com. We got 5 events, 5 parties. It's going down. Make sure you go online to NoSleepSouthBeach, get your party passes, and get your discounted hotel rooms. We're going to party all weekend. I hope you're ready. Hope you can keep up. Let's go. No Sleep South Beach.
You blaming Sleepy. You're not blaming me. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, thanks for rocking with us. Hey, we're back Wednesday, 9 p.m.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm always the one holding the bag. I'm always the one holding the bag. Hey, I'll take it for
the
team.
You're the single one.
Hey, I'll take it for the team. I'll take it for the team. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here. Hey, this is Taylor Rock closing out the show tonight. Why I Do, TM on the Radio Live.
Taylor Rock.
Save yourself or blame yourself. No one else. There is no one else. Nobody cares. Nobody helps you. Nobody loves you the way I do. I was down and out when you picked me up. Things were good for a while. I should have saved myself.
Real.